Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Well, dude, who just said, good morning, how you doing? I'm not doing well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, what a day. I'm calling this the best moment and the best show you and I have ever had. And only because of one moment we share together in this show, and I feel like our relationship's gone to the next level.
Yeah, we finally did it.
You finally did it, more importantly. I've done it plenty of times before. This was your big moment today, Ellie. I'm so proud of you as a friend.
Look, we're still sitting in a studio that's strewn with confetti, streamers, balloons, party poppers. You're cleaning this up, by the way.
Am I? Oh, did you say party popper?
Or someone listening to that with headphones on.
Yeah, that would have hurt. Sorry
really
about that one.
Really hates you right now.
Ellie, how do we say this slightly? She finally admitted, or we tried to build it up and make her admit, or she might possibly fart on this show.
You don't know. You'll have to listen to find out. Is that a reason enough to stick around, podcasters?
Yeah, I'll put it first up in this podcast so you don't have to wait long. But stick around, because we've got a whole bunch of other stuff to go as well.
Yeah, we talk about dogs in beds. Is it okay? Is it not? Really, the farty party was the main thing, though.
It was a Friday. We did screw up Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Headline of the week.
Yeah, that one
Nate
too.
Curry joined us with his footy tips. Talked about the greatest attraction in Shepparton. So if you're a listener of the podcast who doesn't live in the Shepparton, Goulburn Valley region, then we've got some tips for you on what to do when you get here.
Oh, yeah, when you visit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, tip number one is awesome.
Come to the party we
the farty party. That should be number one on TripAdvisor. Ellie's farty party, which we did have on the show.
All right,
let's get out one more time.
Oh, God, cover your ears, headphone wearers. Oh, you're so mean.
Some more party poppers in this studio.
Enjoy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
It is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
You made it, Mario.
We've been talking about it all morning. We're having a big farty party after 8 o'clock this morning. Ellie is going to be farting live on the radio for the first time in her life.
Very, very debatable that this is actually going to happen.
We're having all the staff in the office. There's balloons, there's streamers, there's everything you can think of. And one man has called up to give you encouragement for this big moment today, and that is Mario from Shepparton. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, friend. How is it?
Look, I've seen better days, Mario. Usually we get you on to talk politics, so I feel like this is too lowbrow for you, fart chats.
Well, you know, to be honest, I caught wind of what you are doing.
Yeah.
That's my pun number one for today. And I think, you know, it's a very bold move. But that got me thinking, it should not be bold. It should be natural, you know. You've got to let it fly, my friend.
Mario, you're married. Does your, I know it's a personal question, but does your wife fart in front of you?
Yeah, mate, we all fart, you know. Some people pretend they do not. Some people like to get it in your face with a cupcake. But, you know, you would be a silly person to deny your flatulence, you know what I mean?
So have you got some encouragement for Ellie here? Because she denies, straight up denies ever doing one in her life.
Girls don't do it, Mario. It's just not, just my body physically can't do it.
Yeah, Ellie, denial is a river in Egypt, okay?
Oh, he's back.
Man, like a lingering smell, I never left you, so.
Oh, denial. Works perfectly with your accent as well this morning. Is give some encouragement to Ellie, because I really want her to embrace this moment and hopefully let rip live on the radio today.
Yeah, Ellie, all I can say is you've got to grip it and rip it, okay?
I don't want to grip it and rip it, Mario. I just want to go on living my life. How does my life end up like this?
You know, I see people in the street and on the train and sometimes on the bus with frowns on their faces. I think it's because they hold it in.
Yeah.
It's good for your health.
It's not. Like, because then what if I have to breathe in the odour that happens? I mean, not that it'll smell. It'll be like fairy dust, I'm sure.
You know, there is science behind it. If you breathe in farts, it's good for your immune system.
No, it's not.
Hey, don't argue with Mario. He's a friend of the show.
Mario.
Not just a friend, I am an authority in science, okay?
I feel like you're pulling stuff out of your butt this morning.
No, don't pull it. Trust me, don't pull it out. Just push it out, okay?
See, she clearly doesn't know what she's doing, Mario. So after, what is it, 8:30 this morning, the big party is happening. Mario, you're welcome to come down to the studio on Wyndham Street and join us as well, if you're free at all.
Wyndham Street, that's a good one, mate.
How did we not think of that?
Oh, Mario.
Good luck with the fighting, but I don't think I'll come down to experience it, you know. Yeah. I enjoyed the fight, but I don't like having them in my face.
No, well, we'll stick to having a phone relationship then, Mario.
Oh, God. All right, Mario, we'll let you go. Thank you, I guess, for your call this morning. You've helped, maybe. I don't know.
There's no problem, okay? Anytime.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
TripAdvisor have released their top 10 things to do in our town here of Shepparton. It's always been a list up there, but they've revised the list a little bit and
changed up a few things. Wow.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, before I came here, that's what I go to. That's a lot of visitors that come, tourists as well. They look at TripAdvisor and they go to what the top five is.
Exactly. So it's an important list to have. So we want to go through it a little bit. We reckon that maybe there's a few changes that need to be made. I mean, don't get me wrong, everything that's been listed is great, but as Sheppertonians ourselves and as the Goulburn Valley, everyone in the GV comes to Shep for one reason or another.
That's true. What's the list? I haven't actually seen this one yet, so give it to me, girl.
Okay. Well, basically, do I start at five and build up?
Yeah, go 5 to 1.
Okay. All right. Coming in at fifth, the Shepparton Heritage Centre.
Ah.
I can't comment on, I'm not going to lie, I actually haven't been to that.
Oh, wow. And you call yourself from Shepparton?
Yeah, I'm a Sheppertonian for life.
Yeah, neither have I. Okay.
Right, we've both been here. Number four, Aquamoves.
Well done, team.
Good job, Aquamoves.
I'm a member there. Wish it was number one.
We went there to train for our whistle team, remember?
We did. I go there most days.
I licked a dumbbell. Don't worry, I cleaned it afterwards.
Great water slides there as well.
Yeah. Coming in at number three, and I really thought that this would be number one, Moving Art.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
I thought that would be our number one attraction.
That's where I take people first. As soon as they come to visit, that's my first stop.
Yeah, me too. Okay. People love a selfie with the cows.
What about number two? The Shep Motor Museum.
That used to be number one, didn't it?
It did. It's been knocked off the perch by, you ready for this? Hold on, let me do a drum roll.
What could be number one?
Let's build this up.
Trying
number
to think
one,
what's left.
The top attraction of things to do in Shepparton.
Hit 96.9. Josiah and Ellie.
Tune in to the radio. It is Visit Victoria Park Lake.
Ah.
Oh, I mean, a lovely place to go. It's top attraction.
You go for a nice walk around the lake.
Yeah, I mean, you can dodge some water rats and snakes.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of water rats in there.
I went through the reviews. None of the comments mentioned those.
I'll tell you what, when the Shepparton Art Museum, I know it's controversial, but when it opens, cafe, restaurant there on the water, it'll be stunning around the lake.
Yeah, true.
Ellie.
Yep.
TripAdvisor, I feel, got it wrong though.
Okay, what's your,
I've written my what own, are your I've thoughts? Written my own top five without even seeing what the top five are.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone that's listening now and they're from out of town and they're here and they're like, what do we do today?
Yep.
Get a pen and paper out and take note. This is in no particular order, by the way.
Okay.
3 for 20 espresso martinis at the deck.
Oh, yes, please. Friday and Saturday nights.
No brainer. Go to Lemon Tree. Go get a coffee.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll get that too.
I recommend the Magic. That's my special.
Oh, God. Are all these people paying you?
No, but I wish.
These free shout-outs?
My goodness, I wish.
In which case, buy a Coke Zero from Coles. Can I chuck that in there? Because I'm keen for a free one.
This one I am very passionate about. If you're in Shep today, this is a must do. Forget the cows. You must hang with some locals out the front of Kmart.
It's the authentic Shepparton experience.
Find a local and do a mania in a Commodore down Wyndham Street.
Oh, ding, ding.
And while you're at it, put on our parody to Goulburn Valley Road.
If I could ding faster, I would, but this sound effect won't let me.
And the number one attraction to do in the Goulburn Valley or in Shepparton in particular today.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something to do. Is go down Olympic Avenue and buy something off a random.
Josiah. You had to finish on a low note, buddy.
It's not low. What's wrong with Olympic Avenue?
Nothing.
Just find a random house that looks legit, knock on the front door and ask them if they've got
You're going to hell. You're actually going to hell.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Can you stop talking about that stupid stuff? Because I'm about to get very serious about something. It's time to say goodbye to something much loved in my life.
Is that your dignity?
Yeah, pretty much. That'll be out the door by the end of
your
the show
morals.
For sure.
Say goodbye to your family. Say goodbye to your boyfriend after you drop a fart on the show.
Josiah, we're being serious for a second. It's been revealed that an everyday household item is becoming extinct.
Is it your butthole?
Stop. You can't say that word on the radio. Kids are listening. I'm so sorry, kids. If you're on your way to school, don't listen to Josiah. We have to say goodbye, Josiah, to this. The doorbell. It's becoming extinct. No one's using it anymore, according to an article written by the HuffPost.
Oh, come on. I was going to say, cite your sources.
No. Don't get mad at the sources just because something that, you know, has been such a household staple for so long.
No, prove it. Why are they saying it's extinct?
Millennials, Josiah. Millennials. They're too busy out eating their smashed avocado, tweeting each other that they're not willing to get out of their cars and ring a doorbell anymore.
Hang on a second. Am I a millennial?
Yep.
I've got a doorbell.
Do you know what? When I started reading this, I actually thought to myself, I have no idea if my house has a doorbell at all.
My sister's boyfriend, as a present when I moved to Shepparton, got me a doorbell.
Oh, is yours one of those funny ones? Is yours one like this? Or something?
We do. It's got like seven different options or something. One of them's like a dog bark. So when it goes off, it sounds like a dog's barking. I think we have an owl.
That's just irritating. No one wants that.
We have a jingle bells. If it's Christmas time, you can change it to that. And then you've just got your standard doorbell as well. So I rebuke this article and I rebuke what you're saying.
You rebuke, do you?
Is that a word?
Rebut?
That's the one. Sorry, my mind is elsewhere today.
Your mind's on butts, obviously.
Literally is.
All right, cool. So you're not as sad as you think that it's going to stick around?
No, this is a load of crap. No. I guarantee most of the people that are listening right now have doorbells.
Yeah, but do they ever get used? Like when you come to pick me up, you've come to pick me up for stuff often, usually dates, and you just call me from your car and say, hey, I'm at the front.
Yeah, I'll text you saying here.
Yeah.
So if that's what they're saying, you know what? I'll admit this.
Yes.
Use of the doorbell is on the decline.
Yes.
But the doorbell will never go extinct. It's a staple in everybody's lives.
All right, well, I think it is. I'm going to believe the HuffPost. And for one last time, Goulburn Valley, before we get into trending and the news, which is coming up next, just relish this sound because you're not going to be hearing it for much longer.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Apparently the time has come.
Goulburn Valley, welcome to the first ever Farty Party taking place live on the radio this morning. If you want to watch it, you can go to the Hit GV Instagram account or go to Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. We're live on both accounts right now, and if you're as excited as myself and everyone in the studio, there's a party happening in here because the moment has come after a big build-up all week, and Ellie is going to be doing a live fart on the radio.
I'm not, guys. I mean, firstly, you can't just do that on cue. You've been saying this all morning.
Oh, I can.
It's not possible for my little buddy to have gone 27 years without ever doing one.
Well, Ellie,
and then just doing it on cue. It's just not physically possible, Josiah.
We do have a big crowd in the studio. We want to welcome to the microphone Boss Benny because he's here. Benny, how proud are you of this
Mr.
moment
Eleanor
on the show?
Mr. Eleanor Cheney, what a beautiful day for you. Look at your shake. Your hands
are
shaking.
I genuinely am shaking. I have done so many things on this radio show. I've never been more nervous than I am right now with everyone in here.
We've gathered everyone. This is a huge moment, not just for you, Ellie, but for the Goulburn Valley.
You know, we're trying to help her out. We had absolutely. Dr. Catherine, the fart doctor, on the show the other day. She said it's good for your well-being. It relieves anxiety, stress, everything.
It's natural.
It's natural. That's what the crowd
exactly.
are yelling out. It's
the crowds
natural.
Are getting in on it.
Ben, you've done a lot of work in your radio time. You've had many shows under you. You've been a boss for a while now. Is this possibly the proudest thing that you've been a part of?
It's one of the biggest. I'm sending out an all-staffer on this one.
No, you're not. Can this just remain
between
us?
We'll send it to the big guys down in Melbourne,
no!
too, the big bosses.
They're the people who are responsible for my career.
Yeah, but they really...
I'll be forever known as the
girl who
farted on the
radio. I was down there yesterday. I told them, the big fart of 2019. Tune in to Hit 96.9.
I'm nervous for you, Ellie. You've been fed baked beans, prunes all morning.
Yes.
How are the guts feeling?
Not good. Not good. I had a full palm, a $15 palmy at Flano's last night as well. That's still in there.
Big Kel's just rocked up to see the big moment.
Alan's just yelled out, pay rise.
Okay, I'll do it for a pay rise. I'll do anything for a pay rise.
I'm paying these guys to fart on radio.
Right,
should
we get
fantastic.
A little fart chant going? Is everyone ready? Fart.
Fart. Fart. Fart. Fart. Fart.
All right. I can't because even if I like put this microphone up to my butt and try it, I couldn't do it.
Huh?
But
is it coming?
I guess I will admit.
Oh, what?
Hang on.
There has been times,
here it comes,
not many in my life.
Come on, say it, Ellie, you can do it.
This morning, I got up and I did a fart.
Yeah! She's done it.
The big fart of 2019. Ellie has farted once before in her life. She's admitted to it. Oh, wow.
Doesn't that feel good to get that off your bum?
No, I've never said it again. It happened once. It happened once in my life when I had an upset tummy.
No, like, didn't. She does it all the time.
Or something.
Bit more choke and she would have started.
Oh, I don't think I can do this radio show anymore across from someone who admits to farting.
All right, we'll get a bloody song on then and I'm going to go and hide my
head. Round of applause!
Everyone in this workplace, all of you.
The big fight of 2019, it's happened. Well done.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
You know what? Speaking of immaturity and speaking of bodily functions, both feature in this week's edition of Screw Up Fridays.
Do they now?
A lot of bodily functions and body issues that you and I have had this week.
Sounds weird when you say it like
that. I know. It wasn't our finest week. Many moments we needed to point out where we got it wrong.
Yeah, we do like to highlight the best of the worst moments of Josiah and Ellie because unlike other radio shows, we don't celebrate what we do. We celebrate what we're not good at.
Exactly. Our imperfections because there's too many perfections to choose from, am I right?
True.
All right, let's get into it. The best of the worst from this week, Screw Up Friday. I talk too much, we talk too much. It is 17 minutes past 6. Ow, I just twisted my ankle. Oh,
you're sitting down at a table with a microphone.
I kicked my feet out and one of my feet caught the other one and it's a sore one. Okay, I'm all good. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Happy Monday to you.
I got distracted. That really just took me off guard.
It's been a busy morning for the old Ellie here, isn't it?
I just can't win. Look, that's what I need. I'm tired. It's got gross outside. Gross outside?
Clearly.
I just think conspiracy theorists are bored with their own lives and they're just looking for more than what it is.
You've offended everyone listening right now because we're all conspiracy theories people.
Sorry, what?
Conspiracy theory people. We also can't talk, but we know what we believe in, Ellie.
Up next, we're going to ask whether something you think is cheating, whether it is or not. Oh, God, I can't speak.
No wonder you
failed. Too focused on the map. And we are launching our very own sickie service. Oh, that didn't work. Hold on. Sickie service.
So I think our machine in here is having a sick day as well.
Oh, my God. Technology's called in sick today too. Molan from Channel 9 is going to be joining us very soon and Susanna Sheed as well.
You said that like you're Italian. Susanna.
You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie this morning and I want to talk...
Whoa, sorry.
Are you right?
No, I'm just joining in with the rest of the Goulburn Valley and coming down with the sniffles. Everyone's got the cold at the moment.
Are you just laying the groundwork so you can have tomorrow off?
You know... Fake sniff.
Maybe
you know.
Tuesday off after a long weekend. Just getting in well in advance.
Winx's brother has been killed for meat export.
Yeah.
Oh, is my story that boring?
Sorry.
Just want to yawn into the microphone. You know what? You're as bad as these South Koreans that are turning this horse into meat.
I feel bad. It's really sad news that you've just told. And guess what song I'm about to go into?
Oh, come on, man.
I don't choose the music, Josiah. I just press the buttons.
So Winx's brother is being turned into mincemeat and you think it's a party and you're yawning? So you play party rock anthem. You know what? No wonder the Goulburn Valley likes me better. This is no laughing matter, Ellie.
There you go. It is a party this week. We're heading into a long weekend. Party rock anthem is appropriate, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. After that story as well. You have no heart.
I'm very tired in this job.
You have no fart.
Stop it. Hey, for any of the episodes of Screw Up Fridays, you may have missed, they are our favourite time of the week. They are all up on our catch up. Just search Josiah and Ellie in the podcast store or download the Hit app and get around it.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Oh my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week. Hold
on. Some stuff does not need to make the news. Donald Trump was right when he said fake news is a thing in 2019 because some of these articles, come on, journos, lift your game. Basically, I want to put together a little wrap of all the weirdest headlines of the week.
Are you going to rap?
I should. I haven't done a rap in a while.
No.
It's in a few weeks.
Thank goodness.
Maybe next week. Whoa. Hey, that was below the belt.
Your last rap got us 113,000 okay. views for Old Town Road, so I reckon we just give it a little rest for a while.
All right, just checking, just checking. All right, let's get into it. Headline number one. Now, this is an article, the headline captured me. Batch stars rant over dwindling Insta likes. How is this news? This girl was on The Bachelor years ago, and she's having a rant about not getting enough likes on her pictures on Insta.
I guess that's just the world we live in now, isn't it, Ellie? It's a sad, sad world we live in.
I know. But do you know what's even sadder is that I clicked on it to find out why she's ranting. Like, what's my life come to?
And did you even like her photo?
No. I actually used to follow her and I unfollowed her, so.
What's her name?
Tiffany Scanlon.
I have genuinely never heard that name in my life.
She was on The Bachelor ages ago, Richie's season. That's how long ago.
I couldn't even tell you.
I know, right?
Wouldn't even know what she looked like.
Okay, she's pretty hot. I'll give you that.
Oh, maybe I will like a photo then.
You're sliding into her DMs as we speak. Yeah. Weird. All right, what about this one? A giant blob on US weather radars this week was actually a whole bunch of ladybugs.
Oh. What, so they thought it was a hurricane or something?
Literally, it was a massive swarm of ladybugs, and they were like, what crazy weather event is that?
Surely not. How many would there have had to be to actually appear on a weather map?
Heaps, bro.
Obviously.
So many. It's crazy. What about this one? Guy tells girlfriend he slept with her mum after shocking realisation on way to meet parents. It's a long headline.
So he's dating a girl.
Yep.
He arrives at girlfriend's house.
And he's on the way.
And realises her mum.
Yeah. I don't think, I'm guessing from this headline, it means that he's realised it on the way there.
It's a sticky situation to be in, isn't it?
Very sticky situation. Keep it in your pants, dude, obviously. Or at least just don't keep it in the family. And finally, how is this news? This is a headline of an article. Man spotted wearing earphones the wrong way and people are very confused.
Slow news week.
Slow news week.
I reckon by those headlines, it was a very slow news week.
Mate, I would not have done a journalism degree if I knew that this was journalism these days. My goodness.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
At the moment, I want to talk about a new study that's been released about dogs. It clarifies who, in fact, did let the dogs out. No, it does not. It goes into the fact that apparently women sleep better when their dog is in bed with them than when a man is in bed with them.
Well, you've got two dogs back home.
I have one dog, but whatever.
Oh, sorry about the other one.
I mean, he died 6 years ago, so I'm over it.
I'm still sorry. And do you think that's a true fact? What would you rather, cuddle Gav or your dog?
120% Gav.
Really?
I love my dog, don't get me wrong, but I don't think dogs should be in beds. I know it's controversial because I know you sleep with your girlfriend's dog.
Yeah, love taking her in. That sounded weird. Whenever I am at her house, the dogs are in with me.
All right.
Do you know what's weirder?
What?
Her parents... Shout out to them this morning. Sorry for calling you weird. Dad's going to hear this and be like, break up with my daughter immediately.
Yeah.
They sleep with one of the dogs under their blanket covers because it likes to be under, and the other one's at their feet as well.
But, I mean, I don't want to get into too much detail, but doesn't the dog like, what if you want to cuddle your partner?
Well, I presume they don't.
They don't cuddle.
Well, they said that the dog sleeps in between them. And so whenever the dog comes and sleeps with me when I'm there, it's under the blankets with me as well. Or it needs to cover its eyes as well. It's the best.
Doesn't that ruin your, like, you know, love for each other?
I don't know. Why don't you call them and ask them? I don't want to ask that sort of question to them.
Well, you wouldn't ask your in-laws-to-be about their sleeping habits.
So you like to have a dog under the blankets. How does that affect your... No, I'm not going to ask that question. I have never been against this. I am number one lover of dogs on the bed.
No.
Every single day of my life.
They're stinky. They make your sheets stinky. And you get fur all through your sheets.
Couldn't give a stuff.
They move around and wake you up.
Don't care. Dogs bring that much happiness and that much comfort.
They snore.
All that stuff goes out the window. You know, I had a dog for 17 years and that I couldn't sleep at night unless she was on my bed with me. It is the best thing in the world. I'd
rather
that.
Get a teddy bear, bro.
Yeah, I probably could have done that. That probably explains a lot. As a kid, I did have a pet monkey that I used to sleep with. And then when we got the dog, then it was the dog. So,
okay.
And now it's just by myself. That's a story for another time, though.
Oh, God. Do you want me to get the sad violin out? Are we getting deep here?
Yeah, let's get a little deeper.
Oh, whoops, that's a sad trombone. Here's the sad violin.
You're rubbing it in this morning.
All right. We can pick things back up. I'm sorry to bring you down this morning. 13, 12, 16. Uh-oh, it didn't work. Oh, God, the sad violin's just taken over. I wanted to ask 13, 12, 16. Dogs in the bed, is it okay? Is it not? I really think it's not. You think it is?
Team Josiah, Team Ellie, do you do this as well, guys? Mm. Help us out. Is it okay? Make me feel a bit more normal this morning that I don't mind having a dog in the bed.
Give us a call. We'll take him next.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Sarah from Echuca. Sarah, what do you reckon? Dogs in the bed, is it okay or not?
Definitely. Mine's little and he keeps me warm.
Do you prefer, okay, do you have a partner, Sarah?
Yes.
What do you prefer, sleeping with your partner or sleeping with your dog?
When my partner goes away, it's like the best sleep I ever have.
How crammed is the bed, though, when you have the dog as well as your partner? Is it a bit intense?
It's not too bad. It's just obviously in winter, like the dog wants to get closer because he's a little bit cold too, so it can get pretty snug. I don't mind it, but my partner definitely hates it.
Do you find your sheets are stinky?
No, because I keep them very clean.
Yeah, see, Sarah, this is the thing. Who cares if they do get stinky, if they do smell, if they happen to over time? Doesn't matter how clean your animal is or your dog is. It's all worth it for the love of an animal, isn't it?
Yeah, and also your boyfriend's always dirty.
Good point.
What about if they lick your face in like 2 a.m.?
Who cares?
I mean, I suppose my boyfriend does that too, am I right?
Yeah, mine's on top of the blankets at the end. Huh? The dog. Stop the boyfriend.
All right. I feel like we should leave it there before Josiah says something inappropriate. See you, call Sarah.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the TV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the TV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lex.
Oh, I love your opener so much. Lexi Junawick from Channel 9 News Board of Northeast, our local Goulburn Valley reporter. Welcome to the show.
You never gets old.
No, explain really to doesn't. Everyone the studio setting right now.
It is awash with colour right now. It is the vibe. It's the party. I know El Dogger here isn't that keen on it, but at least it's decorated.
Can you
fun.
As a female at least admit girls do fart, don't they?
Don't you, Lexi, you don't have to answer that.
Well, I can honestly say that I've never heard Elle do one.
Yeah, and she lives with
and
me.
And I live with her. Yeah. So if that's something.
If I'm not doing it around the house, maybe I'm never doing it, Josiah.
No. She's a special creature who doesn't.
That's an understatement. Special is an understatement.
Hey, Lexi, what have you been reporting on in the last week in the Goulburn Valley?
Well, it's been a busy old week. So we've had everything from the outsourcing of cemeteries from the council to overnight, which is quite an interesting one. Victoria Park Lake being declared the number one tourism attraction in Shep.
Yeah.
I'm still annoyed that Olympic Avenue didn't take the title, but we live another day, don't we, guys?
We do. Huge news. Well, not huge news. I feel like it was already number two. Now it's just gone to number one.
Exactly right. It's taken that top spot. So it'll be interesting today. I'm looking at kind of getting a bit of an opinion whether we need more funding for tourism in the area, whether or not we need, I know the gallery's coming, but, you know, could they be doing more?
Are you going to be going out on the streets and asking people their thoughts? I love it when reporters do that.
I might be doing a box.
Yes! Are you going to go Maud Street Mall?
Oh, that's a classic location, isn't it?
Everyone, go to the Maud Street Mall today. Lexi's going to put you on TV.
Have your say.
Any update on SBC or same?
Well, from what I've heard, everyone's kind of fine and dandy with it, but you never know. As the weeks progress, these things tend to unpack and, you know, more detail comes to light. So I want to know, you know, whether or not the workers are happy with the deal, whether or not there's going to be anything more in it for them.
Well, I've heard mixed reports. Some are upset. Some are wanting payouts. Some are wanting to stay on. Some have heard things of outsourcing. So I think there's a lot of mixed emotions regardless. Watch this space. I'm hoping that the new investors are hoping to really expand it and it creates more jobs for the area because that can't be a bad thing.
Not at all. And new products, hopefully, as well, you know, that get, you know, more workers in the, you know, area.
Yeah, well, we've been using some SBC baked beans this morning to feed Ellie.
Fuel the fire.
Oh, God. All right, Lexi, as much as I hate to wrap you up, we do have some really scintillating radio to get to very soon.
Business to attend.
Business to attend.
Literally.
Oh, God. So, thank you for joining us this morning. You can catch Lexi on Channel 9 News Board in North East tonight from 6 p.m.
Thank you, as always, legend.
Thanks, Lex.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Nathan Curry from Channel 9 News. You can catch him tonight from 6 p.m. He joins us now. Morning, Nate.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, guys.
How here he is.
I'm not going to lie. I was busy blowing up a balloon to help Josiah for a party that we're having in the studio a little bit later on.
After
and that's
eight,
why I called you with 10 seconds to go.
If you weren't in Melbourne, mate, you could be up here joining the farty party. Ellie's going to be farting live on the show after 8.
Jeez. I can't believe I'm going to miss
that. I'm not. I'm Nay.
I'm shattered. Nah, do it.
I'm not. I'm really not. It's not happening.
Nate, before we get into AFL, mate, how's the cricket and Ash Barty last night? What a morning for Australian sport to wake up to.
Oh, they're flying. Ash Barty's got the French Open in the bag, I think, guys. I might call it. I think she's the only one left in the top 25, like standing, so she's got this.
I feel like instead of having a farty party, we should just be having a barty party today. Like, let's let go of farty party and just make it about Ash, because she is.
Just because you've come up with a great, convenient pun, that doesn't mean you
can. Hey, I can't win. Nathan, I went to bed last night. The Aussies were struggling in the Cricket World Cup. We were 5 for 80. Smith was looking okay. And then I wake up, I thought we were done and dusted. And I wake up, and what good news to wake up to.
Yeah, thank God for Mitch Stark, I think. A nice 5-wicket haul to get us across the line, because, yeah, as you said, when I went to bed as well, we were struggling. And I think, yeah, Smith and Nathan Coulton, performed well with the bat, but, yeah, I don't think that would have meant much if it wasn't for Stark and his fellow bowlers. So, yeah, got the job done against the West Indies. Big night for the Aussies.
When you say Smith, you mean Steve Smith, right?
Yeah.
Is he any good since he came back from suspension? Is he, like, did he take that year off and do good things?
Well, when he was forced to stand down,
yeah.
He was the number one ranked bat for the year off. I think he's playing pretty well at the moment. Obviously, Dave Warner didn't do as well as he wanted to last night. But yeah, I think there's no cause for concern there. I think he'll be flying come the time of the Ashes.
He'll go straight back to number one. I have no doubt. I reckon he's going to be up there with Bradman as one of our best ever.
Agreed.
Bradman didn't.
And Ash Barty, I reckon she could be definitely, if she wins this French Open, she'll be one of our best ever tennis players too.
Absolutely. Let's just quickly go through AFL tips. The couple of games that I'm 50-50 on, Richmond and the Cats tonight.
Yeah, I reckon this is a real tough one. This and the Queen's birthday, I reckon. But, I think the Tigers are just too injury depleted at the moment. They've lost another couple, whereas the Cats, they seem to be really settled and they're just performing really well as a team. So I think go the Cats.
Yeah, I watched Richmond at the G last. I know it was at Marvel, wasn't it? They were awful last week. Just didn't show up. That's my expert opinion.
I'm glad my Hawks have got a bye this week.
I know. What about the Crows and the Giants in Adelaide? Thoughts?
Yeah, I think interesting to see how the Crows go, because they were very lucky to get the win against Ali's second team, the D's. Last week, the D's again cost themselves. So it was a great win for the Crows. I think they really need to beat the Giants at home this weekend before you could definitely say, all right, they're going to be a contender this year. But, yeah, I'll go to the Giants myself.
Boom.
All right. I'm tipping them now, my friend. Nath Curry from Channel 9 News. Thank you for joining us this morning. Very last minute. Apologies once again. I guess we'll see you at the farty party later on.
Yeah, Nath.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, bud.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.